Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us, and we have our telephone lines open right now. You can give us a call if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. You can call us toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And let's go ahead and open our program here today with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you so much again for the opportunity to be on the air here this afternoon. Pray that you bless the program. Help us to be a blessing and encouragement to somebody. Help us to point people to Christ, to the things that we talk about. Help us to encourage Christians in their walk with you. And help us, Lord, to be able to point out the truths of your word. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, it's good to be with you here today, and just want to mention a couple things here at the beginning of the program, of course. You can go to our website, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com, and there's more information about me and about our church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, where I'm the pastor. And you can also listen to past programs there at livewithpastoral.com. And you can check us out on Facebook. We have our Facebook page, Live with Pastor Al. And something that we just started last Sunday night for the first time, we tried going live on Periscope while doing the program. And so we've got that running again. It's a little bit of a challenge, and I've got to make sure that it's on just before the program starts so that we can get going. And I learned last week how to get the camera to face the right way so that it wasn't facing the table or the page and everything. But we're glad to be able to have you on Facebook or on joining with us on Periscope today. And you can see we're inside of the studio here, and you can look out the window where we're looking. But we're going to keep that going here during the course of the program. But you can also call in at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to hear from you this afternoon. Want to also mention our Friday night Bible study. We get a couple of our announcements out of the way before we get into things here. But we meet, of course, at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. That's located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, Ohio. That's 5171 Brecksville Road, Richfield, Ohio, right midway between Akron and Cleveland, right where Interstate 80, which is the Ohio Turnpike, and Interstate 77 meet. We'll be there tonight from 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock, and I encourage you to come out if you've got questions. It's an informal Bible study. We've got some light refreshments, and we'd love to have you there. And also, if things go well, we may try to run the Periscope app while we're there tonight. And you can try that as well if you're not able to come out. All right, a couple other things mentioned too. I just want to give a plug out to one of our sponsors, East Coast Pizza, located in Garfield Heights, Ohio. You can find East Coast Pizza at 4889 Turney Road, which is right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. And you can call East Coast Pizza for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. And if you mention Live with Pastor Al, you can get a medium one-topping pizza for just $5. That's East Coast Pizza, 216-341-9100. And if you're interested in getting into the pizza business yourself, you can call East Coast Pizza at that same number, 216-341-9100, and ask for Gus. He can help you get started in your own pizza business. Well, we're going to get back to our program here, and let me knock the Periscope app around a little bit. There we go. I think it froze up there. I guess we're set there. Just another thing to distract me while I'm talking here. Well, we're going to touch on a couple of things, and but first off, we've got a caller calling in. We've got Nancy calling in today. Nancy, welcome to the program this afternoon.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Al. I was, you know, I always loved to listen to your show, you know, Friday and Sunday evening. And I was listening intently to Pastor John Lutz, you know, who preceded your show.
Yes.
I don't know if you had a chance to listen to him. But he was touching on exactly the subject that I am calling you about.
Mm-hmm.
But and I know that you would agree with him 100%, but I wanted to know your opinion as to how to respond to this local pastor. I'm not going to mention his name or his church, but it's a more liberal church. And about a month ago, he led his singles group. He's a singles pastor.
Mm-hmm.
to go watch a Beatles concert. And I think anybody that knows anything about the Beatles knows, and I'm quoting Pastor David Cloud because his articles are spot on for this particular subject. I found an article saying, analyzing the ungodliness of the Beatles, and should Christians go see Beatles or listen to their music? And I'm just quoting David Cloud, which I know represents truth. The Beatles represent free sex, unisex, Eastern religion, Hinduism, atheism, drug abuse, rebellion against the established order. And I just questioned this local pastor, you know, is this really leading a sanctified life to lead your group to go see this concert? And this is what he wrote back. It is my opinion that the legalistic attitude in that article you sent me was and is responsible for turning 100 times more the people away from Christ than the Beatles. I know absolutely that from my personal experience. It was not until someone brought me into a church where God's love flowed freely that I understood his way. Now, I don't even know if I should, to tell you the truth, I did respond to him, but I would just like to have your input as to how to respond to him, because what Pastor Lutz covered, you know, in in the previous show about us being salt of the earth and we should lead a sanctified life, and if we do not if we do not represent salt, then we will be good for nothing. I mean, I just thought his message was perfect. So I just wanted to know what your opinion was on how to respond to him, although I already did by an email. So, you know, I just appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, and I caught some of the program as well, and I was trying to get some stuff ready when I came into the radio studio here myself today. But in regards to some of these things, the key thing here I was thinking of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, there's a passage there that I was thinking of here when we look at what we ought to do as a believer, and of course we understand we have freedom in Christ. We have the free will to do what we want and things of that nature. Now, mm-hmm. obviously, we ought to understand the love of God and all of that, but we also ought to remember what God's delivered us from. And this is a passage I was thinking of, and I just looked it up here while you were talking, in 1 Corinthians mm-hmm. chapter 6, and looking, you'd asked about this pastor, a singles pastor that took a bunch of people to a Beatles concert as mm-hmm. a church activity. You know, we're held as pastors, certainly, and as Christians in general, to a much higher standard. We're called to mm-hmm. become like Christ and to represent mm-hmm. Christ to the world around us. And let me read here in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, starting in verse number 9. The Bible says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." And, mm-hmm. you know, truth be known, a lot of what you're talking about the Beatles music and things, and a lot of music that you see out there, this is what it's characterized by, these topics, these mm-hmm. things, these mm-hmm. These ideas. And mm-hmm. this is the world. This is the summation of the world when you think mm-hmm. about this. Fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, effeminate,
exactly.
abusers themselves with mankind, thieves, covetous, drunkards, revilers, extortioners. And these are the type of people that the Bible says in Revelation 21:8 that are going to be cast into the lake of fire. And it also adds liars in there with that as well. And that's the world. But God wants something better for us. He says in 1 Corinthians 6, and starting here in verse number 11, after he lists all these sins, and it's by no means a comprehensive list, but it's a pretty good size list. But then he says this in verse 11, and such were some of you, but ye're washed, but ye're sanctified, but ye're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our Lord. And then he says this, all things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. See, we've been delivered from these sins that were listed there in verse number 9 and 10, because all of us have been guilty of those sins. And you know, God says we've been washed. You know, we've been washed in the blood. Our sins have been forgiven. We've been sanctified. We've been set apart for Christ. That's something people forget. You know, our body's a temple of the Holy Spirit. We're set apart for Him. We have been justified in the name of our Lord Jesus, and God is the one, according to Romans chapter 3, that has justified us by literally putting His righteousness on us. And the Spirit of God, it's referenced here, the Spirit of God bears witness to our spirit when things are right, when things are wrong, when we should be doing the things that we aren't doing, when we shouldn't be doing things that we are doing, like again in Romans 7, Paul talked about how because of the sin nature in his flesh, he did things he knew that he shouldn't do and didn't do things that he knew that he should do. And of course, the Spirit of God works in our heart, convicting us of sinful behaviors and things. And we're delivered from all of this. Why would we want to go back and revel in it? It's
absolutely.
Yeah, it's not going to cost us our salvation. He says there in verse 12, all things are lawful unto me, but not all things are expedient. And that's a key. They're not going to send you to hell as a born-again believer, but are they going to help you on your way to heaven? Are they going to help you in your witness to those around you? Are they going to help you grow closer to Christ? Are they going to help you understand God's word? No, they're not. And then he also says, as he continues, there's a colon there. And a lot of times people don't realize, this is one of the reasons that I use the King James Version of the Bible. And I know your pastor, Pastor Rusnacko, who's actually going to be on here next, he uses it, and Pastor Lutz. And there's a variety of reasons that we use it. But one of the reasons is the King James Bible preserves these long sentence structures that the modern versions break up. And when they break them up by putting periods in there, you lose the continuity of the thought. And so right after saying all things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient, then he says after the colon, all things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. And we have to be careful because getting back into the things of the world, you know, it's not expedient for us. And it's also, we can be brought under the power of the things of the world. And how are we going to serve God when we get caught back up into the things of the world? And so we need to be careful with these things. He continues on here. And let me just read through this because it is, I think, effective. And he talks about fornication in particular, which is just one of the things that he mentioned in that list of sins, but it shows how we can be brought under the power of the world, under the power of sin. He says, starting verse 13, meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. So the body that we have, God gave us so that we can serve Him. You know, the things of the world are going to be destroyed. And so how are we glorifying God by pandering to this body as well? Because this body that God gave us is to serve Him. But this body also is tarnished with the sin nature. And this body The Bible says at the moment of the catching away of the believers, an event we call the rapture, says this corruptible shall put on incorruption in 1 Corinthians mm-hmm. chapter 15. So we're going to be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, the Bible says, into an incorruptible body. So why do we want to revel in the corruption that the world offers to us mm-hmm, and pander mm-hmm. to the lusts of the flesh? And that's what he's talking about with the mm-hmm. fornication here, because he continues on verse 15. He says, "Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of an harlot? God forbid. What, know mm-hmm, ye not that mm-hmm. he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two saith he shall be one flesh, but he that is joined in the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Mm-hmm. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body." And he says in verse 19, "What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, mm-hmm. which ye have of God, and ye are not your own?" And there's an important point there. When a believer engages in sinful practices, whether it's fornication or something else, when the mm-hmm. believer gets involved in the things of the world, then mm-hmm. we have to know that the Holy Ghost is there with us. He's in us. God is with us.
Exactly.
In that occasion, are we glorifying Christ in that situation? Because mm-hmm. he says in verse 20, mm-hmm. "For you're bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Our body, our spirit belongs to God. And when mm-hmm. we engage, we get back into the things of the world, well, what are we doing? I mean, it's not necessarily mm-hmm. going to be expedient. It's not going to help us in our Christian walk. It has the real mm-hmm. danger of bringing us into bondage.
Exactly. Can I just add one thing? This local pastor admits that the Beatles' influence was not good or healthy, but he says, "For me, it was about the music. That's what I love." So he's saying, in essence, that you can separate the tune, the melody, from what the words represent and what these people, this whole group represents, what their beliefs are, which mm-hmm. I think is ludicrous, but right. that's what he's saying in essence.
Well, think about it this way. Let's turn that into a different situation, because a lot of times when you take somebody's argument and you mm-hmm. cast it, the same argument, the same, you know, line of reasoning, but you change the thing, the activity. And in this mm-hmm. case, mm-hmm. Going to the Beatles, concert with a church group, he's saying that he knows it's not good, but he loves the music. Okay, well, let's do it this way. What if the drug addict or the alcoholic said, "Well, I know the drugs or I know the alcohol is not good for me, but I enjoy the mm-hmm. way it makes me feel. So therefore, let's just take all of our church people, and we're going to go out to a drug house, or we're going to go out to the bar, because even though I know that the drugs or the alcohol is not good for me, I like how it uh-huh. makes me feel." Well, that's an appeal to the flesh. And who does our flesh really, really belong to? I mean, did you create your flesh? No. God mm-hmm. created our flesh. And if we've trusted mm-hmm. Christ as our Savior, he has redeemed us, and he's put within us his own spirit. The Holy Ghost is in us. We belong mm-hmm. to him. And therefore, mm-hmm. in our body, which, yes, it has a sin nature, and it enjoys the things of the world, but our job is to glorify God in our body and in our spirit. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, so if you substitute some worldly activity with something, and I purposely said, you know, drugs or alcohol, because it's a little more of an extreme, because...
Yes.
When you put something in that light, you can see mm-hmm. the reasoning and where it leads.
Well, you know, from my understanding, all of the Beatles did engage in, you know, the hardcore drugs. Mm-hmm. So that would certainly be a good analogy.
Yeah. So, you know, God's the one that bought us. We belong to him. Mm-hmm. He created us. We're to glorify him. Our life is about growing closer to Christ and glorifying him, not making ourselves mm-hmm. feel good. It's we're supposed to be called good soldiers for Christ and enduring hardship as needed. I'm not saying that you can't have fun as a Christian. I'm not saying that you can't enjoy yourself. You can't engage in pleasant activities and I'm not even saying that you have to have a Bible study every time you do anything, and you can't go anywhere but a church service. You know, we obviously enjoy things. There's plenty of things that we can enjoy, but like Paul said, all things are lawful, but not all things are expedient. All things are lawful, but we don't want to be brought under the power of things. And so we belong to Him. We should live for Him. We should glorify Him. And here just caught my eye as I was talking here in the next chapter in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse number 23. It says, "You're bought with a price again. Be ye not the servants of men." Why? Because God's the one who bought us. He made us, and then He bought us. And the price was the sacrifice of Jesus Christ upon the cross, who shed His blood to pay for our sins. That's the price. That's what He bought us with. He paid for our sins. And it's reasonable for Him to expect us to glorify Him. That's not an unreasonable thing. When we consider what He's given us, He's given us salvation. He's given us the promise of eternal life with Him. Because what's the alternative? Well, the alternative is eternal separation in the lake of fire because of our sin. He bought us with the price of Jesus Christ, God the Son, dying on a cross, shedding His blood to pay for our sins. And that's what we need to understand. And see, the thing of it is then, as we serve God, we draw closer to Him. And, sometimes what happens is you draw closer to God, the desire to do some of these things starts to diminish. The desire, the fulfillment in some of these things, they start to feel empty. They start to feel without merit. And I apologize to our Periscope users. I think my Periscope app just crashed. So we need to remember why God created us in the first place. It says in Revelation chapter 4, He created us for His pleasure and for His glory. And how do we do that when we're wallowing in the muck and the mire that He drew us out of when He saved us? And so we need to put ourselves first and foremost into Christ's hands, into God's hands, by trusting Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. And then we need to live for Him. We need to do what we can to be a witness and to be a testimony for Him. I hope that kind of complements a little bit of what Pastor Lutz said in the previous half hour. Answer some of your questions, but also just a way to think about these things, to think about.
Well, thank you.
Yes, and I want to thank you for the call.
Excellent. Thank you, Pastor Al.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Nancy. I appreciate it.
Could you just tell me real quick, are you going to be having your anniversary Sunday about the third?
The third Sunday in September. Yes, the third Sunday in September, and Eric Hout will be singing for us again this year, and I'll be talking about that more on our website as we get closer to that. I'm not sure what the exact day there is. The third Sunday is, I believe, the 18th. We'll have a dinner at the church after the morning service, and then Eric Howitt will be singing at about 2 o'clock, I believe, is when he starts.
I've gone to the last four anniversary Sundays you've had, and it was just excellent. And I just wanted to encourage other people. Eric Howitt is just a fabulous gospel singer, and he's doctrinally correct. And anyhow, thank you very much.
Yes, I appreciate it. He loves the Lord, and he sings for God. That's all God asks, I think, of us, is to glorify Him and to live for Him. I appreciate the call there, Nancy. We're coming up on the end of the program. And let me just read here Revelation 4:11. I referenced it. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. That includes you. That includes me. You glorify him and you please him by trusting Christ as your Savior first, and then as a Christian living for him. Stay tuned again for Pastor Snackle coming up next. Join us next time. Thanks and God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.